We were hearing earlier about third level students returning to campus from this week. Ireland continues to reopen from today. Organised indoor and outdoor events can return, subject to restrictions shaped by vaccination status. Also, live music is set to resume at weddings. Confirmations and communions are also allowed. And a pilot nightclub event will be held later this month. Cian McCormack has this report.
Lisa Hannigan will perform at the Meet Me at the Castle Festival in Clare, Galway on Saturday and Sunday, September 25th and 26th.
For the day you wanted to know.
As well as Lisa Hannigan, we'll have Wallace Bird, Tolu McKay, Nilo, Dahi, Jape, DJ Sally Cinnamon, and the full amount of people will be about 400 to 500 people each day.
Her tour manager and booking agent, Una Malloy, is also one of the festival's producers.
I'm really excited to just see musicians and crew and people that we haven't seen in such a long time, and absolutely breathing. It's great to be busy.
Una Malloy may be excited about getting back to business, but she says reopening fully is crucial.
We really need to be at 100% capacity for venues and gigs in general for it to make any sense. In that, you know, I program a venue, Lost Lane in Dublin, and, you know, 60% capacity indoors just doesn't make sense. I just think that it's welcome, of course, but we're definitely going to need continued support going forward until we get 100% capacity.
I don't want to fight with you. I'd take a plane right through the sky if it meant to spend the night with you.
Dublin hip-hop artist Nilo agrees getting back to 100% capacity is key.
My Lord, I follow all the darkest roads that steer home.
I've had gigs that I've had to reschedule 6 times. You kind of lose faith after a while, and it is nice to get back to it, though.
Has that faith been restored?
For me, it's mixed feelings, to be honest. It's good in a way because it's good to get back gigging. Like, I started gigging again on Friday. I had another one last night. So it's good for my mental health to just be back out there. But it's a little bit too little too late for me, to be honest. Like, we just lost out on so much over the last 18 months. I'm just looking forward to October 22nd when they can lift everything and make gigs really profitable again. Because I think right now it's just kind of... The 70% and the 60% indoors is just kind of keeping it ticking over, really.
Kiva Maloney of Piers Kavanagh Coaches in Urlingford in County Kilkenny says getting back to full capacity is also important to the coach tourism industry.
Well, Keane, we're currently running at 75% capacity, and we've been running at 75% capacity since the beginning of August on all our coach tours. Going forward, we will need a clear instruction from the government when we can expect to travel at 100%, because we have overseas clients and they need to know when they can sell their tours to 100% capacity and actually start making money again. So, to be honest, selling a tour at 75% capacity for one of our international tour operators coming into Ireland doesn't make sense. Especially when we're in competition with, you know, Scotland or the UK or mainland Europe, and they're all selling at 100%. We need to be competitive in the marketplace.
What's the latest point at which you should hear about this?
Oh, we'd need to hear about this by kind of the beginning of October at the absolute latest. Our clients are demanding it now overseas.
And that's Cuiva Maloney from Piers Kavanagh Coaches, ending that report from Cian McCormack. The Department of Tourism told this programme, and I quote, "The immediate focus nationally is on the safe return of schools, colleges and 100% capacity in public transport. At the moment, it says public health guidance is that coach tours should operate at 75% capacity. This is something that our department, they say, will be keeping under review in conjunction with other government departments."